Patient's name is Alexis Shepherd, first name A-L-E-X-I-S, last name S-H-E-P-P-E-A-R-D. Date of birth is 11/30/1997. Date of service is 6/23/2022. History of present illness is 24-year-old female presents to the clinic complaining of a cough, chest congestion, intermittent abdominal pain, possible STD exposure. She states symptoms have been going on for the past 3 days. Allergies, no known drug allergies. Current medication was discussed with patients, placed in the chart. Medical history, anxiety, PTSD, shoulder injury, right shoulder injury, surgical history, polycystic ovarian syndrome, right arm, bilateral legs, pelvis. Social history, denies drugs, ETOH or smoke, ROS, CHPI, vital signs, blood pressure 123 over 71, heart rate 82, respiratory 16, temp 98.4, O2 100, and she weighs 151 pounds. Physical exam general, she's alert, appropriate for age, well-nourished, well-groomed, but does appear to be anxious. H-E-E-N-T, mucous membranes are moist, pupils pearl. She does have post-nasal drip, posterior pharynx, bilateral tympanic membranes intact, neck negative JVD, normal range of motion, chest S1, S2, respirations even in labor, clear to auscultation bilaterally, abdomen soft, non-tender at this time, bowel sound times 4, extremities, normal range of motion, no edema, neuro A, no times 4, gait steady, skin warm, dry, no rash, no lesions, assessment and plan number 1, anxiety number 2, STD exposure number 3, intermittent abdominal pain. Patient did have a UA done in the office, which was completely unremarkable. We'll also send off for a chlamydia gonorrhea test since patient states that she did have a possible STD exposure. We did discuss with patient also doing serum HIV, HSV-1, HSV-2, and a complete STD panel. However, she did walk out before her visit was complete. She did state that she was extremely anxious and she did not take her anxiety medication today. We will call and check on her just to make sure that she is okay. We did offer to give her some medications, an allergy medicine, and possibly a steroid just for her postnasal drip, which she did refuse any medicines at this time. She stated she did want to wait for the labs to come back before she actually began any medicines. Again, patient did leave the clinic before we actually got a chance to draw her blood. But as stated, she was pretty anxious up until she did leave the clinic. She did agree to the clinic care, and she was given opportunity to ask questions. She has none at this time.